Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 9:43 already, 17 minutes away from Newell Norman, and we'll talk to him in a little bit to see what he's got coming up. It is, as I said, July 14th, and we've already had our fifth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which would be good if we only were going to have six, because that would mean we got five of them out of the way. But the problem is, we don't know how many we're going to have. So is this just an anomaly? What does that portend for the rest of the hurricane season? Jordan Jones joins us now, graduate researcher with the Department of Atmospheric Science at Colorado University. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Is it Jordan or Jordan?
Jordan.
I'm sorry. I got it right. Tell me about the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. Have we just seen an anomaly early on? Can you delineate between different areas of the Atlantic and Caribbean and Gulf, et cetera, Saharan dust? Put all of that together for me, doctor, if you can, or professor.
Sure. So, first off, I'd just like to say that, one, while we are seeing a sort of anomaly in that we've seen quite a few storms already develop, which is consistent with there being an active season, we'd also like to say that there isn't always a strong correlation between the early part of the hurricane season and the late part of the hurricane season. We still expect that most hurricanes and most storms will form between August to October. But I think also that what we've been seeing in the environment also suggests that we are likely, very likely, to see more storms form and not just the five or six that we've seen so far. One of those conditions is what is called the El Nino Southern Oscillation, which is just these either warm or really cool Pacific sea surface temperatures, and also the warm Atlantic sea surface temperatures that we continue to see even this far into the hurricane season.
What is causing the warm sea surface temperatures? And when you say surface, you're talking about, and I hope I don't sound stupid here, but are you talking about 6 inches, a foot, 2 inches? How do we define surface?
No, you're particularly right on that. We're talking about those first few feet of ocean waters. So, yeah, that's what we call surface. Yeah.
And what is making it warm?
Oh, that's a good question. So it is a particular climate mode that we have in the Atlantic. We just have long periods of really warm water in the Atlantic, or we can have really cold water over the Atlantic, and that is what we call the Atlantic multidecadal oscillation.
The Atlantic what?
Multidecadal oscillation. So it's varying every 10 years or every couple of years, and you can have extended periods of warm water or extended periods of cold water. And we happen to be in that that era of really warm ocean waters in the Atlantic.
So between now and August, September, October, is there anything that could happen that would make the water cool or continue to heat up, or does it stay the same?
Definitely. So August to September, and I guess October as well, is when we do have our highest temperatures. So yes, we do expect that the waters will continue to warm as we move further into the hurricane season. But yes, we've also had that Saharan dust episode, that of African dust coming over the Atlantic. And that actually had a slight cooling effect over the Atlantic. And it essentially blocks out sunlight coming over the ocean. So it doesn't warm as much as we'd expect. So it's a little colder, but I don't think that will actually have much of an effect as we move into the more active part of the season.
And is there any doubt, because, you know, we've been experiencing record temperatures here, and I can remember when a kid it was as hot as it was now in July and sidewalks buckling and so forth. Sometimes we see we set a new high temperature, and the old high temperature was in 1950 or 1920 or what have you. Sometimes it was the last two or three years in a row. Is there any doubt, because I know people debate about whether the climate change is man-made or just cyclical as it relates to the Earth, but is there any mm-hmm. doubt when you run the numbers that the climate has changed? And I ask you this kind of rhetorically, because I always go to the Department of Defense, and if they're concerned with this, then I would think we all should be. Is there any doubt that the climate is changing and that sea levels are rising, ocean temperatures are getting hotter, et cetera?
Yeah, there is no doubt that the globe is warming and that we do play a part in that warming. But we also have to be careful, because not all climate and weather extremes can show that effect of warming. It's particularly hard to do that with hurricanes. Since there's just so many factors about hurricanes that we have to consider, how much rain has fallen, the strength of the winds, but there is definitely consensus in the scientific community that yes, there is warming, and yes, that warming does have an impact on hurricanes. It's just a matter of finding out what those impacts are.
And before we let you go, if you could predict for us exactly, forecast what weekend we would have any hurricane issues at all, so we can plan ahead. Can you do that?
No, unfortunately, I can't. That would be lovely, though, wouldn't it?
It would be, wouldn't it? So as it stands, looking out into the next, I don't know, week and a half, week, mm-hmm. the time period quiet so far, any areas of development?
So far, no. Don't expect any hurricanes in the next 2 days, but we'll also have to keep a wary eye out just to make sure. Like I said, there are definitely prime conditions for hurricanes to form, and it's just a matter of when.
I appreciate your time. I really do. Thank you, and I hope you have a good day. Jordan Jones, graduate researcher. Yes. With the Department of Atmospheric Science. And, you know, Carl Arredondo said this a long time ago, and a lot of meteorologists have, that although we've had five named storms so far, if you look at two of the deadlier storms that we've had, Betsy, that's a B, that was the second named storm, right? And Camille, that's a C, the third named storm, and all it takes is one. This story was just tweeted by Mark Ballard from The Advocate. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry will not be able to meet and greet Vice President Mike Pence later on this morning because he's tested positive for coronavirus. Says, out of an overabundance of caution with the Vice President coming to our state, I was tested for coronavirus, though experiencing no symptoms. I tested positive for COVID-19. He's quarantining, taking medications, and remains asymptomatic, and he has contacted staffers with whom he has had contact. And that was tweeted by Mark Ballard from The Advocate. Advocate, rather. 9:52. Betsy's trying to get me to put her out. I'll take care of that, and then we'll take a break and come back and find out what Noel Norman's got on the way here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.